What is in the most recent issue of Reason Magazine? Only one way to find out. Let's talk to the editor-in-chief, Matt Welch. So, every vote doesn't count? That's so sad.
Well, it doesn't. Catherine Mangu Ward, our managing editor, wrote a feature just laying out all of the reasons not to vote. As someone who is a voter myself, and I enjoy it.
I'm a voter.
It.
I like voting.
Well, one of the things that she says about that is that people vote mostly not to actually affect outcomes, but to make themselves feel happy, to feel good about themselves. I'm a good citizen. I participated. And it should be treated as such more than it should be seen as a way to actually influence elections.
Then you wrote about 4 more years of war.
Basically on going to the Republican National Convention and hearing 2 different Republicans out of a sea, thousands of Republicans, making any noise whatsoever about limiting even military spending, let alone Americans' activities abroad. Those were Rand Paul. Mm-hmm. He had a good little 4 paragraphs in his speech, and Clint Eastwood, when he said, why don't we just take our troops home from Afghanistan, but
yeah.
People were so freaked out, they didn't really
know. By the whole chair thing that they didn't pay attention to.
They were like clapping, they didn't understand. But the rest of the Republican convention was essentially a George W. Bush rehabilitation-a-thon when it came to approach towards foreign policy.
American exceptionalism.
By the way, Barack Obama also is a big champion of American exceptionalism. And one of the responses that President Obama has had is like, look, America is the indispensable nation. We will not retreat from, you know, these attacks.
Yeah.
This is the default American foreign policy. There's different flavors depending on who's in charge.
Yeah.
But no matter what, we see of ourselves as the nation that is going to try to be the world's cop. And as long as that is part of the dynamic, we're going to have a target on our back, and other nations, in my argument, are not going to come up with their own sense of responsibility for the world's affairs, and we're not going to be able to afford it, just straight up. We've almost doubled military spending in 10 years, and there's no end of that in sight.
I liked Peter Suderman's column a lot.
The headline on the story is called Obama's Failed Narrative, and it's an actually pretty empathetic kind of literary criticism, literary political criticism by Peter Suderman, who was a big fan of Obama's first book, Dreams from My Father. And it talks about how Obama has a long history, and a central part of his character is to rewrite the history of his own family, of his own story, in such a way, explicitly, and he admits as such, in such a way to make it seem better, to build a better future, which is a super interesting literary trick. It is not so super interesting when it comes to governing. He says, what is the biggest thing you've done wrong in your first term? He's like, well, I didn't tell my story to the American people well enough. It's like, no, actually, dude, it's your policies that didn't work. But the way that he is set up is he's unable to process that and come to that conclusion.
All right, Matt Welch, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Go pick up Reason right now, or be a communist.